It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Who's gonna drive you home tonight?
Welcome back. We're on an Indian, the Car Doctor here at 855-560-9900. We've got Doug from Holbrook, New York on the phone. Doug, we were talking about... We were up to the Jeep selection in the conversation when we had to pull away and take the pause. You're still there, sir?
Yes, I'm still with you.
You know, I guess my concern with Jeep is, and you know what, if you happen to like the way the shifter is and you like the vehicle and you're willing to put up with possible parts issues down the road, you know, I'm not 100% convinced the company's in a viable financial position. You know what? Drive something you like. When it breaks, you don't mind fixing it. My job is to just kind of open your eyes a little bit to the possibilities. Because if this conversation were about what do I think is a good SUV, mid-range sized vehicle, I wouldn't pick Subaru. I wouldn't pick Jeep. And I forget, what was your third choice?
The third one was the Mazda CX-5. They came out with a touring edition because customers did not like the Sport from 13 and 14
right.
due to the acceleration.
Right.
I have not test driven it yet, but customers seem to love the touring edition because it has more horsepower, it's getting the gas mileage, and it got a really good safety rating. But other than that one, is there one in particular that you recommend that I'd be happy with, either in a compact or the midsize SUV?
Well, here, let me comment on the Mazda. I like Mazdas, all right? I think Mazda makes a good product. I think everything we're talking about here is a reasonable product. I think they all have their glitches and issues, and these are just observations I've made, in particular with some of these, is recently in the last month or so. My issue with Mazda, and, you know, this pains me to say this because I'm a Mazda guy. Years ago, Mazda pickups and little GLCs and RX-7s and lots of Mazdas in the family. Why is it Mazdas always rust? And I mean all cars rust. Mazdas take it to an art form. If we make rusting a car an Olympic event, the guys from Mazda that engineer them are going to be the coaches because they're just that good at it. We had a customer in the last 7 months. He had an 05 Mazda CX, what is it, the CX-9, the SUV version, and it needed a pile of work, and it had some rust issues. And he brought it in. We showed it to him. I said, look, it's 9 years old. Look at the undercarriage. Look at the way this thing is rusting and falling apart. And it's not like we're in the salt belt, but we're not in the salt belt. This is North Jersey, and it's reasonable. Everything is comparable from what I see. He went out and he purchased. He said, yeah, you're right. He went out, he got rid of it. He traded it in, and he bought a used 2011 CX-9, which I just saw this week. This vehicle's 3 years old. It needed brakes. I had to bang the rotors to get them off. They were actually frozen to the front hub because already they were rusted in such a way that it almost required heating for removal. The undercarriage, you can see it. The rust is starting to creep in the fine points. It's like a moss kind of creeping up the trellis that it's just kind of starting to reach in. And within 3 years, this car is going to be right back where the 2005 was. And I just look at it and I say, can't Mazda make a vehicle that doesn't rust? Why is it something that's so unique to Mazdas? Again, my experience, what I see in the shop. If we're talking about a vehicle that I like at the moment, mark the clock and check the calendar, Doug, because right now I think Ford's got it going on. All right? Have you looked at the Ford Escape?
I have. I sat in it. I went to a dealer this week, actually, and sat in it. It felt very comfortable, and I definitely liked it, and I was going to go for a test drive as well.
All right. Have you sat in a Ford Explorer?
No.
Totally different vehicles than what they were years ago. The 14 and now the 15 version of both are very strong vehicles, and I can't say it any other way. When the youngest of the Ananian clan left for grad school this past summer, and she had to go out and buy herself a car because she's now 6.5-7 hours away and outside the reach of daddy's mechanical arm, I gave her a choice of three vehicles. It was the Escape, the Chevy Excursion, and the Toyota RAV4. Chevy Excursion, we both agreed, not the vehicle, or Equinox, I'm sorry, not Excursion, the Chevy Equinox. I said, not the vehicle. GM's got to do some things to kick it up a notch to make it a better product. But it came down to the RAV4 and the Ford, and the Ford was clearly, in her eyes, not mine, I thought the Ford was a better vehicle, but she came back to me and made the decision and said, you know, the Ford feels better. It's got better navigation. The screen is bigger. She liked the Ford better, and I agreed with her. Right now, I'm going to tell you, if you asked my opinion on a vehicle in that size, I'd go with a Ford, either the Escape or the Explorer.
Okay, because I'm taking into account, too, that we have a young son who just turned 3. So as he's going to be growing, we want to make sure that not only it's safe, but that it has enough room when we take trips and stuff.
Right, and that's important, and you've got to look at that. It's really kind of interesting to watch in that the companies that went through the bankruptcies are still suffering, GM and Chrysler in particular. And, you know, the engineering hasn't caught up. Ford survived it all. And, every company has their cycle. They all go through their ups and downs. Right now, I think Ford's on the up. And if they can maintain it, more power to them. But purchasing a Ford is probably, that's one of the first vehicles I would go look at right now if I was interested in a new car.
Okay, yes. I checked out the Escape, and I do want to check the Explorer. I may lean more towards the Escape just because it's a little bit smaller. I don't need something as large as the Explorer is going to be.
And just make sure you get the 2-liter Ecotec motor, and you'll be fine.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about like a 6-cylinder or anything, just the 2-liter Ecotec.
No, I think the 2-liter Ecotec, and it's more than enough vehicle for you.
Okay, especially when it comes with safety. But again, thanks so much for taking my call. You've been a great help.
You're welcome, Doug. Listen, we're here for you. You got anything else going on? Give us a call back and let us know what you end up buying. I think the listeners would be curious. All right.
I definitely will. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. It's purchasing a new car is a tough call, and I feel for everybody that goes through it. And it's just important, you can't fall in love with the first girl you date. All right. If you're guy, whatever. This is the new generation, and you're coming out of a vehicle that's 5, 6, 7, 10, 12 years old, and naturally everything feels good. But you've really got to sit in that car, and it's got to feel like your easy chair at home. It's got to be comfortable to you. And to some people, maybe that Jeep Shifter is going to be okay. I sat in the car for 5 minutes, and I said, I don't understand how anybody could drive this. I sat in a Chevy Equinox, and one of the things I didn't like about it was how hard the seat was. And that's been a problem in my eyes GM's had for a couple of years, and I know the seat eventually breaks in somewhere around the 5,000-6,000 mile mark, but maybe I'm getting a little crotchety in my old age, but it's you would think that the engineers would make it a better product right off the get-go. There were some other deficiencies in the Equinox. The navigation screen was only 7-inch, where everything else is 8-inch and bigger, and all those little things add up. But most important, it's serviceability of the vehicle, and I think out of everything we talked about here, the two easiest vehicles to service, one's the Ford, one's the Toyota. And I think that's got to be taken into consideration because everything's going to break. Sooner or later, you're going to have to repair it. 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. Hey, Eddie in Mountain Home, Arkansas, stay on the line. The Car Doctor's coming back to talk to you. Don't go away.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, welcome back. Ron and Indy and the Car Doctor rocking and rolling along this hour. Let's get over to Eddie Mountain Home, Arkansas. Eddie, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help you?
How are you, Ron?
Good. Rolling along. You know, it's nice to be here on the weekend and talk to everybody, including yourself. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a Mazda MPV 2002 van that had voltage fluctuation problems. The voltage, I have this little device that we bought at O'Reilly's that you can plug in the cigarette lighter.
Okay.
And it had an LED display on it. It would pretty much tell you the output of, I guess, the alternator slash battery.
Right.
When the car was, when my wife was driving down the street, the thing would go from like 11.9 to almost 14 volts. Anything electrical running, meaning air condition, headlights, windshield wipers, you can see a marked
right,
drop.
Probably speed up and slow down.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Very noticeably.
Okay.
Took it to one shop, alternator. Okay. I wanted to get a second opinion. Took it to a second shop, alternator. We let the second guy do it. Seemed like the problem didn't go away. So he did a little more research into it. He thought it was the fan relay. He changed that, didn't fix it. Then eventually it got to the cooling fan control module, and he replaced that. And we picked the car up a couple of days ago. It seems to be okay. I'm just cautiously optimistic about it. You know, I have this little device still plugged into the cigarette lighter, and I've been watching it.
And it's normal.
Well, that was my question for you. What is normal?
Well, normal, standing there at idle, all right, or, you know, down the road, 1,500, 2 grand, typical charging system output should never go below 13 volts. Some cars, I guess, as they get older, depending upon the amount of electrical load at idle, you'll see 12.8, 12.6. But it should never go below 12.5. 12.5, you're stealing from the battery at that point. But a modern-day vehicle, and I consider an 02 Mazda in this category, will typically maintain 13, 13.2 to 14 volts. And you won't see a wild fluctuation. Now, interesting to note, Eddie, this is a PCM or powertrain control module. The main engine computer controls the field state of that alternator. What I mean by that is the PCM, the main engine computer, is the brains of the operation. And it's looking at voltage demand on the electrical system, Does Eddie want the headlights on? Does Mrs. Eddie want the air conditioning on? And it's looking at the voltage displacement and demands of the battery, what kind of shape and state of charge is the battery in, and it will run the alternator charging control up or down to maintain the demand of the system. So, you know, if you're seeing 11.8 to 14.5 or 15 volt and it's all over the place, you know, it's typically one of two things. It's typically one of three things. Alternator, very common. Ground issue. And if, I don't know if you were on hold before when you heard my conversation about Mazda. Here you are driving a 12-year-old Mazda, and you know how I feel about rust. Now, you're in Arkansas. It's a little bit of a different world. I don't think you guys get the snow and use, you know, salt like it's and calcium chloride like it's going out of style like they do up here in the north.
No, we do not.
You know, but still prone to rust. If you're anywhere near salt water, still prone to rust. You still want to go through some voltage drop tests and make sure good clean grounds between engine and battery and frame and so on. And then number three, PCM. But let me explain one thing that's very important to understand this system. You know, there are four wires at the back of this alternator, but one of them is a PCM control. Two of them are standard. One's a heavy gauge battery. One is ignition on. But very important to note, you could unplug the voltage regulator on this alternator, which is the four or the two-wire connector, and bring the idle speed up, bring the engine speed up over 2,500 RPM. This alternator will then go from battery voltage to a fixed charging rate and start to charge on its own and maintain that self-charge. It will go into a fixed state. So my point is, if this vehicle alternator, if this charging system is healthy, it should be able to self-regulate itself once it gets over 2,500 RPM.
Okay.
Having said that, before I trusted a little tchotchke that I bought from any auto parts store, before I'm going to make a determination and let this thing, you know, run my life for the weekend, I'd get a voltmeter out.
Okay.
And I would check voltage at the battery.
Okay, I could do that.
And, you know, real simple. Start it up, tap the gas just once, just burp it just to get everybody awake and say, okay, slap them around a little bit and let's get everybody moving. Let's get the electrons flowing. And let's see where charging rate is. Sitting there at idle, if this vehicle has a healthy charging system, you're going to see 13 volts or better. My guess is 13.8 or 14 volts is what you're going to really want to see.
Okay.
Then, you know, let's turn on headlights. Let's go headlights, high beam. Let's go
air conditioner.
Well, we could do air conditioner, sure. You know, quite frankly, if we really want to, you know, stress it, and I like to do it in stages, but yeah, then go air conditioner, then go rear defroster. With everything on, defroster on high, AC, headlights, high beam, rear defroster, we better be over 12.5, we're typically probably going to be 12.8 to 13. And if you've got a clamp-on ammeter, you're going to see probably in the magnitude of 65 to 70 amps coming out of this alternator trying to run everything. Okay. And that's normal. All right, sir?
I did listen to your show September 13th when you talked about alternators and PCMs. I listened to it online.
Right.
And that was very helpful just before you called.
Yeah, very, very close to this particular system.
Eddie, exactly.
I'll tell you what. Sit tight. I don't want to cut you short. Sit tight. I've got to pull over. You stay right there, and we'll say goodbye afterwards if that's the case. But I'm running Andy and the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Tritus is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back. We're on the Indian Car Doctor. Eddie, are you still there, sir?
Here I am.
Yeah, sorry about that. If I don't hit that mark on time, Tom comes in here and he beats me with a wet noodle. so it's it becomes an issue. So it's in his contract. He's allowed to do that if I don't hit marks, because then it does this thing where you have all these affiliates and then everybody goes off kilter, and before you know it, you have a couple of hundred people screaming at you. I can't understand it. It's such a simple thing to me. So, but what I wanted to say was, you know, just keep in mind the basics. And yes, you're right. Going back to, you know, the other show regarding alternators and PCMs, same system, pretty much the same basic system. The most important piece to walk away from the conversation with is, here's an example of it's only as good a system as the weakest link. And you've got to make sure you've got a good alternator in it, whatever they purchased. And you should be fine. So, okay. But check voltage. And if you have any other questions, any other issues, ron@cardoctorshow.com, or shoot us a line, or, you know, give us a call during the week. We'll get you back up on the air. We can talk about it again. All right, sir?
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for talking to
you're
me.
You're very welcome. Good luck to you, and have a good rest of the weekend. I'm Ronan Annie in the Car Doctor, just to let you know that this show continues after the news at the top of the hour, so there's more Car Doctor to come. Thanks to Tom, Harry, and Big Tony. I'm Ron Annie, the Car Doctor, reminding you, the mechanics aren't expensive, they're priceless.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.